This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1349. Prepare your relationship for new baby. 5 things to consider. Part 1 by Alicia Janey of modernlovecounseling.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Great to have you back here again, especially today as we begin a two-parter. That's right. If you're new here, I'll often find a longer post and simply split it into two different episodes. We're going to be doing that today with a great parenting post from Alicia Janey of Modern Love Counseling. She's got advice for us on what to consider when preparing for a new baby. So let's jump right into part one now as we optimize your life. Prepare your relationship for new baby. 5 things to consider. Part one by Alicia Janey of modernlovecounseling.com. So you're having a baby, or thinking about it. With all that spare time during 2020 transitions, it makes sense that there is a huge baby boom on the rise. It's exciting and scary and all of the things, right? So, how do you prepare? Having my first baby was one of the most unpredictable experiences I have ever gone through in my life. Even being a relationship therapist, I was not prepared for what I encountered as a new mother or the challenges I would face in my own marriage after we became parents. A lot changed for me and us, and in fact, even 2 years after our daughter was born, a lot continues to change. I decided to write about how to prepare your relationship for a new baby, because I truly believe many parents do not discuss how challenging being a new parent can be openly. Not that I want to project my experiences or jinx yours, but I wanted to reach out to those new parents that could relate, or new parents trying to become aware of the potential shifts in their new phase or phases of life, especially during the inconvenience and uncertainties of COVID. As a brand new mom, I remember feeling isolated, confused, and really resentful for what felt like a really long time. I wasn't immediately joyous, elated, and put together as every Instagram story glorifies. I gave up Instagram after I became a mom, by the way. It did nothing but make me feel inadequate, lonely, and angry at our society. My isolation only intensified when I realized I couldn't share these feelings with anyone without the fear of being judged as a terrible mom. Nothing could have prepared me for the conflicting feelings I experienced, and unfortunately, no one had ever shared their challenges as a new parent with me, so I felt completely lost. I was confused by my feelings and resentful toward my partner, as I perceived his life had barely changed, while mine flipped upside down. I was terrified when our daughter unexpectedly came a month early, only weighing 4 pounds, and although she was thankfully healthy, just tiny, she cried constantly when we brought her home for the first 4 months of her life. We had to feed her donor milk through a tube for weeks, while I desperately pumped every 90 minutes, in between trying to breastfeed every 60 minutes, to activate my milk supply. She didn't sleep more than 4-hour blocks for almost the entire first year of her life. To say the least, I was spent. Exhaustion was an understatement, and I oscillated between guilt of not wanting to be in this role to pure comfort when I finally felt a grip of calm presence with her effectively nursing or cuddling. She was truly a gift, but I had no idea what I was in for. As new parents, our relationship dwindled at times, and we really struggled with the adjustment to parenthood, even after being together for over a decade. There were times we said it was almost too much. I can finally understand why people divorce after children, because there did come points where we considered it. Although that wasn't what I really wanted, I think I was desperate for a break, and the only logical break I saw myself able to control was the one in my marriage. Thankfully, this didn't have to be our default solution, and it really wouldn't have solved much anyway. And we managed to work through a lot as we juggled raising our daughter together. Now we just have to continue to practice these tools while we juggle raising our toddler during COVID with no childcare. This is life, right? Again, my story is not to stress or scare anyone. It's also not meant to say that your experience will be this challenging. I'm sure there are many new parents out there that are a lot more mentally and emotionally prepared to adjust to the changes than we were, which would have made our situation significantly easier. We chose to wait to have a baby until we were in our early to mid-30s and had already been together for 10 years. Life as we knew it was fun and filled with selfish freedom. We never wanted children, but considered it one time and then quickly got pregnant. We didn't have a lot of understanding of how it was going to change our lives until it did. So if you have any fears, or you're going through a big adjustment personally and in your relationship after having a baby, please, do not feel alone. You are normal. Parenthood is just as beautiful and rewarding as it is devastating and draining. Prepare your relationship for new baby. Number one, bask in the glory of being a duo. While you're preparing for a baby, enjoy being the two of you. Like, really. It will never just be the two of you ever again. I know this tip is so cliche. So many people told us while I was pregnant to enjoy date nights or go on a baby moon. But literally nothing could have prepared us to fully realize the extent of what that meant to our duo partnership. Instead of stressing about traveling for a baby moon, especially during COVID, I'd suggest being more intentional about deepening your intimacy, even if you're at home in quarantine. Explore your sexy time, deepen your conversations, create something sacred that you do together every week or month, and carry that ritual with you when baby arrives. Cuddle a lot, relax and be lazy, sleep. Really try your best to not take these moments together for granted, because these freedoms will become non-existent for a period of time. Prepare your relationship for new baby. Number two, discuss parental roles and responsibilities. If you haven't already, have a real conversation about what you both would like your roles and responsibilities to look like when baby comes. Are you taking time off work? If so, how long? Will you need help? If so, for how long? Who will be helping? What are your options during COVID? How much are you both willing to spend on help? Is someone staying at home? What are their responsibilities? Who wakes up with the baby at night? Are there any foreseeable adjustments to your finances if someone isn't working as much or at all? If so, how does this affect your lifestyles? How much do you need to pay out of pocket to have a baby? Do you have insurance? What does that cover? What are your fears? Etc. Having these conversations are beneficial when attempting to create a practical partnership, as making assumptions about these things can definitely cause disappointment and resentment. These conversations help both of you feel on the same team, and when baby comes, you may alter the plan, but at least the two of you have some understanding about what it practically looks like. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Prepare Your Relationship for New Baby, 5 Things to Consider, by Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, and a great start to this post from Alicia of Modern Love Counseling. Thanks to her for that. Now, we are only through two of her five tips, so there's a lot more to go in tomorrow's continuation. But I love already the fact that she's addressing both the practical and the emotional elements of having a child. Too many times, we focus more on whether or not we're in a good place financially, career-wise, or the biological clock, and we don't stop to consider the inner changes that we'll be undertaking. There's often not that realization of just how different our identities will be and everything that falls under that umbrella. Oftentimes, parents adapt and figure it out, which I'm sure is part of the joy of parenting, but I guess I'd like to see more parents really lean into the depth of change that they're considering taking on. No matter how much you lean into it, there will still be surprises. Anyway, more tomorrow, though. I'm sure Alicia has a great finish set for us, so be sure to come on back for that, and I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.